Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Patty, Shane's.
Yes, mate. Back from the Emerald Isle.
Now, look, I had the most fantastic trip. It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. But my highlight was definitely, so my friend Mel has got a new job.
Mm.
And I don't know, this is actually quite serious what I'm going to talk about now.
Oh, shit. Wow, we're getting
it's
straight.
So interesting.
Straight in with straight in finding the serious.
I'm going straight in with a reco for a TV show. If you're at all interested in the Northern Ireland political landscape or anything about the IRA or anything like that, there is an amazing documentary that Matthew and I started last night called Once Upon a Time in Northern Ireland. And Mel took me to one of the communities that she works in, which would still be relatively split, you know, Protestant and Catholic. Yeah. And it is, I think we often forget what Northern Ireland has been through.
Oh, very much so.
In terms of, like, you know, Mel was like saying to me, oh, yeah, I remember in the 90s driving up the motorway and having police stop the car at different points up the motorway, torches in, have you got anything? Have you got, like, you'd just be on a day out with your family, mum and dad in the front, you, her and her brother Tim in the back, and there'd be checkpoints up the motorway where the police would stop you.
No.
And actually, the really interesting thing for me about this documentary is that the Catholic people, so I don't know if you've ever heard the statement, one man, one vote.
No.
So that is basically what the IRA were fighting for. So in Northern Ireland years ago, you only got a vote if you were a homeowner. And because the Catholics were the much poorer part of the country.
Of course.
They didn't own their own house. No. So what it did was, is it kept Protestants in power over and over and over.
Yeah.
And it basically started from civil rights. It started from a movement of, we don't get to vote. No. We don't own our own houses.
There's this
one man on this documentary that talks about how he lived in a 3-bedroom house. So he says, I grew up in a 3-bedroom terraced house. And you think, oh, that's you know, that's averagely normal. Yeah. This is a Catholic guy. And he said, but it was us and 2 other families.
Yeah,
so we all lived in it. As a family, we lived in a room each.
Mm.
And when I was tiny, I slept in a drawer because that was the only space for me.
Oh my gosh.
So and her taking me to this particular part of Northern Ireland and listening to Mel talk about obviously seeing Mel and Michelle was amazing and we had the best time and we went up to Mel's caravan and, you know, we didn't actually get drunk this time. We all said before we even arrived, we are not doing heavy drinking.
Boring. I'm pleased we didn't come now because that would have been absolute boring shit.
We just couldn't do it.
You've all become old before your time.
Honestly, the last time we got together, Ange, I think I'm still hungover from that.
Oh, you've become an absolute prick.
Mental. It was so messy.
You've become an absolute tool.
I tell you what was funny, though. So we all got glammed up on the Saturday night. I put my fake ponytail in. And,
yes.
Like,
did
glammed
Cassie
up.
Pop over to Northern Ireland to put that in for you?
No, Mel and Michelle.
Right, okay, fine.
Actually, Michelle managed to do it. Mel's attempt was shit.
Right, okay, fine.
It was out and out shit. Michelle did it. We ended up having dinner in Nando's.
Yes, I did see that Mel forgot to
book.
So were you due to be going somewhere flashy?
Well, there's a really nice restaurant called Harry's Shack, and Mel pressed upon us before we went, would you like to go to Harry's Shack? Michelle and I, in plenty of time, both said yes, we would. And then Mel forgot to book. Then Mel forgot to book it.
Well.
So we drove around, we went to Harry's Shack, we went to the Italian in Castle Rock where their caravan is, we went over to Port Stewart, we went to three restaurants there, we went to Port Rush, three restaurants there, and everyone was like, nah, it's been nice weather, you're lucky if you're going to get in before 9:30.
So you ended up in Nando's.
So I ended up in like a bold pink lip, a leopard print top, a massive ponytail, walking into, I felt like a right prick.
Yeah, well, yeah, you would have done, yeah.
Walking into Nando's.
Because I'm actually away this weekend with my...
Where are you going?
Yes.
And why haven't I been invited?
We haven't invited you because you've become boring. So we thought, we'll not include Patty.
That's not true, actually. I was great fun on this trip. I'll have you know.
Yeah.
What you're saying there, Andrew, is that the only time people are fun are with alcohol. Yeah. I actually think that's quite disrespectful, actually.
No.
What about those that are sober curious? Oh, I've put you in your place, haven't I?
Bloody hell, another load of sober curious shit.
That's not on.
I'm actually only joking because I do like a drink, but I can actually go out quite often and not have a drink and have a bloody marvellous time. But I am going away this weekend with my fanny flaps.
That's where are you going? Group.
We're going to the Cotswolds.
That's close to me. Why don't I join you?
No, you're not allowed.
On one of the nights, just as a guest, special guest speaker. I could come as like a special guest. Talk about being sober curious.
And that is exactly why you're not coming. Okay.
Oh, that's a shame that I can't pop in, that you won't allow me to do a pop in.
I am not allowing you to do a pop in.
That's sad because there would have been a time where you'd have been like, yeah, even when you were like 14, you were taking me out with your friends. And now all of a sudden you're like, no, you're not allowed to see my friends. No, you're not allowed to do a pop-in.
You're not allowed to do a Mary Poppins.
That's not on.
Anyway, I'm going away this weekend and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Are you?
I am. Because, you know, that's a bit like you, Mel and Shell. I know that the main reason for not being able to get together that often is because of where you all live, and you live quite a fair distance from each other.
Yeah.
But also just like, I don't know. I mean, these fannies I'm going away with, we all live within like, you know, a 10-minute drive of each other, if that.
And I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I really need a poo.
Brilliant.
I'm really trying to hold it. And I know this is going to end up on YouTube because this isn't, I mean, it might even end up in the main pod.
It might even end up on some sort of BBC News.
Because it's big news.
It's big news.
I am just going to mute myself momentarily.
Maybe don't mute yourself.
I'm going to mute myself momentarily. I'm going to get up because I've been trying to hold this and I can't.
Right. Okay, Patty, go and empty your bowels. I'll just sit here on my own.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
this shows that I've become too comfortable on this podcast.
What, because you told everyone you needed to poo?
Well, specifically knowing that Martin is listening, because normally I would have said, take this back 2 years, and I'd have thought, all, I'd have forgotten that people were listening, and I thought it's only like five people. I would have thought Martin is in on this, and I can't say I need to poo. So I'll just say, I'm so sorry, I need to go to the toilet. And then you would have done some kind of joke about, I bet she's going for a poo. And I'd have come back and you'd have been like, have you done a poo? And I'd have been like, no, just a wee. Straight in. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Ange. I need to go for a poo.
I mean, did it just come on out of nowhere? Or did you feel it before you actually started this?
I felt it before I started it. And I'm not going to lie, that was an incomplete evacuation. So...
Well, you're not bloody going again. You can wait now.
No, I'll be fine now. But there is more. There's more to come. Join us next week to find out how long it took for the second evacuation of Patty's arse.
Well, this has been quite a start. We've gone from
the start. We've been
gone from
for.
The issues in Northern Ireland to you becoming boring, to then also needed to empty your bowels during a record.
I tell you what I did have at the weekend for the first time, which right. I now love, a Pinot Noir.
You've gone on the Pinot Noirs, Pats. Isn't
I
it
tried
the best?
It. That is a red that I can get on board
oh,
with.
Oh, it is.
I have wanted to get into red wine for ages, and Ange has for a long time been a very full-bodied woman.
Full-bodied, which I still am in my actual body. Full-bodied.
In many ways,
yes.
You're full-bodied.
Breasted, buttocks, thighs.
Breasted, buttock, thighs.
Yes, yes.
But you've liked a Malbec and a Shiraz.
Yeah. All of those sort those, of your full-bodied reds.
You're full-bodied. Mel and I were in Lidl getting a few bits after we'd dropped Michelle off at the airport, and I was staying at Mel's an extra night. And she was like, I'm really into a Pinot Noir at the moment. And I was like, oh, so is Angie. So is Angie. Oh, my God. Yeah. Angie said I should try a Pinot Noir. So that night at her house, I tried it.
L-O-V-E.
Love.
Love the Pinot Noir.
Love.
It's just a much lighter, isn't it? It's a much lighter Vin Rouge. It's also quite nice. A Pinot Noir slightly chilled is also
I would like to try that. So, yeah, that's my gateway drug into red wine, I think.
Right. I mean, I don't think you'll go beyond that.
No.
I think, especially at this time of life. I think, if you'd have started on the Vin Rouges maybe 10, 15 years ago, I think you could have...
Tried.
You could have been... This could have been your gateway to the more full-bodied. But I think this is
I
it now.
I don't like a full-bodied red.
No, you're in with the Pinot Noirs.
So that's two wines you've got me into. A Pinot Grigio Blush... And a Pinot Noir.
I thank you. Well, I feel like we've actually covered quite a fair bit in that.
We've covered a lot of ground. Although, just to say, I'm going to be weighed tonight.
Yes. Right.
By Dr. Sophia Kalik.
She sounds quite cool, actually, Dr. Sophia Kalik.
She is. So cool.
I wish my name was Dr. Sophia Kalik.
She is really cool.
Is she? Yeah.
Yeah, she's intimidatingly cool, actually. She is like dripping with charisma from head to toe.
Wow.
Yeah. She's got great hair, great fashion. Her clinic is like an apartment. I mean, you walk into her.
She's obviously absolutely fucking loaded.
She worked hard for it, mate.
Well, I'm not saying she hasn't. I'm just saying she will be it. Absolutely loaded. And you're contributing to her loadedness.
Contributing to her lifestyle. But yeah, her doctor's room is like, I mean, bigger than our lounge. Probably the size, probably bigger than your living room.
Bloody hell.
It is
huge.
Yeah, you could live there.
Why don't you? Maybe just stay there tonight.
Oh, yeah, I might just say, look, I'm moving. It's quite a journey home for me.
Dr. Sophia Kalik, would you mind if I just stayed in your, what does she call it?
Doctor's office.
Doctor's office.
Doctor's office?
Yeah.
Suppose it would be that, wouldn't it? GP practice.
Yeah, but it's not really a GP practice. Well, it is, but it's a very flashy one, isn't
it? It is. Yeah, but it is a GP practice. She is a general practitioner, and that is her practice. So that is flashy or not, that is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just not an NHS one.
No, it's just not the shit we're used to. And that's actually, we're not dissing the NHS there, because actually, do you know what? Fucking hell. The NHS.
Fucking hell.
You know, Dr. Sophia Kalik and all her flashness, but, you know, thank God for the NHS.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Do you remember in Sunday school when so they'd ask you like a Bible question? So it'd be like, who built the ark? And everyone would just be like, Jesus. No, the answer's not always Jesus. No. The answer's always Jesus. Who was it that was the first man in the Garden of it? Jesus. It must be Jesus. No, not Jesus. Oh, God, then. No, not Jesus or God. Oh, I don't know this.
Some other bloke.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who built the ark because it's not Jesus or
Terry.
God.
Terry. Was it Terry?
Terry. Was it Terry? Was it Take Stock Terry? And he took stock with the ark. I just want to say, before we started this record, Martin told us that our lighting needs to get better, and straight in, really confidently, probably yours, Pats. And Martin was like, well, having 17 spotlights above your head is not ideal. And I was like, yeah, yeah. I've got natural light, mate. So
that's to cover up. Patty's got herpes.
I've got such bad cold sores.
So that's why her lighting is shit. If you're watching this on the YouTube, no, you can't actually see them at all because your lighting's shit. Yeah, it's I've bad. Got 17 spotlights. I am the star. You've got no spotlights, shit well, that, lighting, and herpes.
That is true. You are the star.
So, you're the star. You're going to be a star.
You're going to be in the final. You're going to be a star. You remind me of a young Michael Jackson. Classic Louis Walsh on X Factor.
I love it when you're going you do to be that in the final. Impression.
You're going to be a star. You remind me of a young Take That. Don't you think, Simon? They're a young Take That. That was brilliant. That is what he used to say, isn't it? All the time.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the final. You're going to be a star. You remind me of a young Kelly Clarkson.
Did you see as well? Big Brother's back in October. And
we have got great TV. Oh
my gosh.
Strictly. Bake Off starts tonight.
Oh my gosh. Honestly.
Bake Off. Tonight.
Tonight. Tonight.
Tonight.
Bake Off.
And then you've got Big... I mean, I cannot... Yes. I am salivating at the thought of Big Brother.
Oh, Big Brother. Strictly as well. You probably didn't watch it on Saturday night, did you?
I didn't, but I heard that Chris was amazing.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Like, absolutely. Chris for the win. Like, how... And also, like, we were talking about it because we had a little sort of, like, you know, Saturday night, watch it. Let's get into the zone. Let's get some snacks. Mm. Let's really sort of get strictified. And we were sort of talking about Chris and Diane's performance and obviously how amazing it was. But also, like, that is a huge job for Diane.
Oh,
like, how does she teach him to dance? And no, I mean, I just think, like, huge credit to her for, like...
I think he's going to win.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be amazing if he won.
Yeah, I think he will.
Yeah.
I think but he
yeah,
will.
It is. Autumnal TV is bloody amazing. Bloody love it.
And you can then have a pumpkin spice latte on the side, which we all know you love.
Pumpkin! I hate pumpkin.
What about... Right, that was chaotic. That was verging on ridiculous.
That's what we say.
Pumpkin! I hate pumpkin. That's actually what just happened.
We say that. Anyone who says pumpkin, we have to say it like that in our house. Pumpkin! Try it. Okay. It's fun. You'll love it. If you want to go into Starbucks and get yourself a pumpkin spice latte, you have to go in and say, hello, please can I have a pumpkin spice latte?
I actually am going to try a pumpkin spice latte. I think I'll like it.
Do you know what? I actually have tried them before and they weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be.
I think you'd be into the pumpkin spice. Mm.
It just gets on my tits. That's the thing, you know.
You can't sign up to it, can you, mate?
No.
You can't get on
Solomon
that bandwagon.
Solomon was making a cauldron the other day. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Cool. She made a cauldron.
She did this last year, didn't she?
Yeah. She made a cauldron out of, you know, those like the long floats you have in the pool.
Oh yeah.
They're called noodles or something.
Noodles, yeah.
She made it out of those. She was cutting them up and painting them and putting them together. And you know, you just think,
Solomon.
Solomon, darling.
Sort your life out. You called your TV show Sort Your Life Out. And I think that's actually a mirror being held up to you. Sort your life out, making cauldrons out of fucking noodles, you prick.
Like, you know, each their own. Solomon loves making shit. But I just watched those videos thinking, why? 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 In your spare time, when you're not making TV shows with your 400 kids around, do you choose to make a cauldron?
A cauldron.
Out of swimming floats?
Listen, she's got way too much on her hands. Clearly. Clearly.
Yeah. Anyway.
That is the thing.
There we go.
Anyway.
Right, I think we do need to cover the unbelievable Jeff responses we had to things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are.
Oh my god,
we had so
Snedders
many
has come up with gold there.
Yeah,
Snedders, if you want to join the production team,
yeah,
and sit in on regular Finding the Funny meetings, because
I mean,
this segment
it's gone down a storm. It's absolutely, it's full stormsy. I mean, we would
have
offer
we got
you
a jingle.
Yes, I was going to say, Snedders, we would offer you money if we made money. But
yeah,
we don't.
But we don't. So,
you know.
A cut of nothing is nothing.
Yeah. Just come along for the lols and bring your brilliant brain with you.
Yeah.
Would be great.
Yeah.
But we do have a jingle. So, which I will obviously bring to you live. Obviously, we do have Tricky, who's in a band. So it might be that this is in its early form, and Tricky may jazz that up. But
this is acoustic, though. This is acoustic.
This is acoustic. This is live, coming at you live from my shed with 17 spotlights.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the jingle for our new segment brought to us by Snedders. Thank you very much, Snedders. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. What are your things? All together now. Things that should.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing.
No, you've got that wrong.
Oh, God. I fucked that. I really fucked that up.
Shall I do it again?
Yeah.
You went. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but are.
I've got it. The embarrassing is long. Is quicker. Embarrassing, but are. Embarrassing, but are. Okay, I've got it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Three. But now I'm not just going to do a countdown. We'll do a count in. One, two, three, four.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but are. That's hard. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but are. Is it that?
That's it. And then the second line is things that shouldn't be embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
And then.
Embarrassing.
And then back to.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing, but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing.
I mean, you're still quite shit, but yeah, it's good you've had a try.
I've had a try. Listen, you've got the jingle down now.
I'm the jingle
Tricky
queen.
Can jazz it up. You are the jingle queen.
I am the jingle queen.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your jingle for our new segment.
Here we go. What have we
got? So I've picked two from the same person.
I
sent them in. Okay, so these are embarrassing things that have come from Mrs. Christina Franks. Okay. And she says, so I'm going to give you the first one, which I was like, I don't know. I don't think that is embarrassing, but I'll see what you think. Okay. She said, being on an escalator.
And I can see how that is quite embarrassing. You're like, just sort of like stood there, aren't you? Like looking around thinking, oh, and you're already thinking about the getting off, aren't you? That's the thing. The moment you get on, you're already prepping yourself. I've got to not fall off. Yeah. I've done the getting on. I'm fine.
I'm on.
You're on it. And also those ones that are like, you know, looking at Jean-Louise and there's like, and they're like the up and down and next to each other and you're just sort of looking to the side. Hiya. You're looking around. Oh, this is... It's just awkward. It's like an awkward thing that you have to do.
Yeah.
But I can see that I'm with Christina Franks.
Yeah. See, now you've talked me through it, I kind of see what you mean and what Christina Franks means.
Just, what do you, you know, you look at your phone. You can't look at your phone too much because you've got to get ready to, you've got to get ready to get off.
Yeah.
So you just stood there like a prick.
Also being that moved. Thing, moved without moving.
Yeah.
And also when, like you say, you've got, and obviously quite often escalators, you've got one up, one down.
Yeah.
And if you're going up and then you happen to sort of slightly lock eyes too much with someone coming down.
With someone going down. That's that is kind of awkward.
Weird, isn't it? Yeah, you sort of
that
like,
is weird.
Hi, no, sorry, bye. You're going down, I'm going up.
We're both on an escalator and it's awkward as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was her first one, which I didn't really get. But then her second one, which this... I think he's just brilliant, and I'd never really thought about this before. So she says, the Tesco / food shop delivery, emptying those bloody baskets and the bloke just standing watching.
That is embarrassing. But we have to take it one step further.
Why?
Because we open, hiya mate, hiya... Gives us the first one. We've got indoor cats, so we're going to keep the door shut, okay?
We have to do that.
We've got a dog.
Yeah.
That, so then you just only you just open the door again and just stood there. Hiya. There's the one back. I'm just going to take this. I'm just going to shut the door again.
Also,
and he's just literally stood on your property.
Waiting.
Loitering.
Yeah.
Loitering.
Also, I mean, I have done it. I've had them sometimes when Luna hasn't been around, so I've been able to leave the door open because there is that sort of thing of like, I'm shutting the door, you just stand on my porch and wait for
me. Stand there. Yeah.
So what? Sometimes when Luna hasn't been there, I've just left the door open.
That's more awkward, I think.
Well, yeah, because then, like, quite often those baskets are quite full and heavy sometimes. Like, have you got a couple of pints of milk, some massive potatoes, some tins?
Some tins.
Yeah, it's quite a lot, isn't it? And I've had it before where... I've picked the basket up and had to do a turnaround, which is not easy in my hallway. It's quite narrow.
No, it's not actually,
And then had to struggle with the box right the way through to my kitchen / conservatory dining area.
Brilliant.
Whack the basket down on the table. The amount of times I felt like I'm going to drop this. And Jeff's just stood at the door watching
you
struggle with the basket.
Why? Because I can now say to the guys, I'm fine, I can take it. I do lift at home. I lift in real life.
I lift in real life.
I lift in real life. It's fine. I've got this, Jeff. I lift in real life. You're fine. I know there's three bags of potatoes in there, but I do weights. I've got guns. I'm on Ozempic. But the struggle of those baskets, you sort of have to like hold them at your thighs and lean back almost, don't you? And then you're like waddling along with it.
That's what I
and
mean.
All the time you're thinking,
he's just watching me.
Jeff's getting a good eyeful there from behind.
Yeah.
You could turn around and go, enjoying that, Jeff. Watching me lift.
Watching me lift.
Do you think it's embarrassing for them? Do you think they're going back to the depot going, oh, I had this woman today. She kept the door open this time. Normally she shuts it. Yeah. She's got a dog.
Yeah.
She had the door. I watched her waddle her fat ass down. She thought she looked sexual. Told me she lifts in real life. Yeah, fuck off. Fuck off, Sandy, with your real life lifting. But that is true.
Yeah. And I've never
that
really thought about that before. I've always felt like this is a bit of a weird thing. And it's since they've gone away with the bags, isn't it?
Oh.
Which I get, you know, bloody environments, bloody turtles and all that shit, but just put
bloody Greta Thunberg.
Just put the stuff in a bag.
I know. Do you know what I mean? And you can give the bags back.
Yeah, you can recycle them, Jeff. You take them back, Jeff, and you pop them in the recycling bin at your depot.
You can reuse those.
Yeah.
But it's also then you get to the table, it's like you've got to quickly, get it all out, take it back, right, next one, carry it, take it all. It's like Challenge fucking Annika, isn't it?
It
I wonder
is
if
that.
He times people secretly. I wonder if he's got, like, on his Apple Watch, he starts a timer. He's like,
I actually think they should make it fun. These guys should make it fun. They should
this
say.
This is a great idea. Yes. I've just been to your neighbours 8 doors down and she did it in 2 minutes.
2 minutes. So, ready?
You've got the same amount of baskets. He'd have to be the same amount of baskets.
Yes.
You? You've both had 4 baskets delivered.
Yeah.
Similar content. Yeah. On your marks.
Get set.
Go.
Go, Sandra. Yeah. And you've got to try and beat Pamela down the road.
Down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could actually make this into something and get Annika Rice involved.
Challenge Annika food shop special. The BBC would eat that up. The Beeb would be all over that.
And Annika, because she probably doesn't have a lot of work on now.
You could amalgamate that with, like, Get Your Shopping for Less, you know, that programme that Greg Wallace does.
Yes, get Greg involved.
I mean, this is a hybrid.
This is Gervais territory.
There is legs in this, vis-a-vis, a.k.a. for you. Yeah. Yeah, this is a bringing together of shows.
We're bringing two worlds to collide.
To collide.
That's a place in Scotland, isn't it, Clyde?
To collide. No, I actually think it's called To Collide. Well, you're off on your holiday, it's just going to collide.
Collide. So the thing that has been getting on my shitting tits, and this has been for a while, and it was kind of really highlighted to me again when we've recently had the fucking NTAs, where every Tom, Dick and fucking Harry goes. I think my neighbour Frida might have been there as well. I saw her on the red carpet.
You hate them.
I hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Hate them.
But the thing that actually was so I hate that whole thing. I hate that every Tom, Dick and Harry goes.
Right.
But the thing that also now is that another layer of tits on that.
Yeah, another
is
laugh.
Glam. Everybody.
Oh, I don't like the glam squad.
Where did this glam shit? Why can't people do their own hair and makeup? Why does Steve from Love Island, who's going to the NTAs, fuck knows why, because they just need to fill the seats, right? Why does Steve and his girlfriend, Siobhan, quite an interesting name I've picked there, Siobhan, feel like they have to have a glam? Glam?
A glam squad?
Yes, people who...
Glam squads?
Yes.
Right. So people who have, like, somebody doing their hair, painting their nails,
makeup,
doing their makeup, being spray tan.
Yes. I don't know where this started. I think this is another American thing.
I think people have always had that. We just haven't known because we didn't have social media.
No,
so
I don't think
anybody's going... No. You think 15 years ago people were going to the BAFTAs without somebody doing their makeup? Bullshit.
No.
I call bullshit. No. Jackson.
Right. I think, right, or in fact, I know... People who are doing something in the TV world, be it in a soap, being a presenter, doing all that shit, or they're there for, you know, some sort of big, you say, like, BAFTA award. Get it. Totally get that you are potentially going to go up onto a stage and get given an award. You want to look fabulous, right? So you are going to get a glam in. You're going to get glam in. Right?
Can you call them glam squad, please?
No, I don't like calling them glam squad.
I know that you are absolutely trying to sidestep saying that.
Glam squad.
Glam squad.
Honestly. So I get it if you are, you know, big, showbiz. You are the...
So really what you're saying is that Love Island / reality stars should not have a glam squad.
Yes.
They should do their own hair and makeup.
Yes. Stop.
Yeah, I mean... Listen, if I was going to the NTAs, I'd have a glam squad.
Yeah, and that's when you're a dick. So,
and that is exactly why it's in Dickish Behaviour, Ruth, because Wilde was in Shitting Tits.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Ripped jeans were in Shitting Tits, and you seem to tick off every... I'm going to take this to a poll. I am taking this to a poll.
I'm really intrigued because I want to know if this does irritate people.
Is Stephen Chavorne having a glam squad dickish?
Yeah, which it absolutely is. And if people think it's not, again, you've got massive problems.
That's on them.
Yeah, that is on you.
That is a you problem.
If you think Stephen Chavorne going to the MTAs, having glam done in their hotel room before they go and walk down a slight bit of red carpet and then sit in row Z in the bloody gods pretending like they're someone when you're absolutely not, like...
Right.
Get over yourself. Get over yourself, Steve and Siobhan.
Grow up, Steve. Yes. I love saying grow up as an insult. Grow up.
Yes. That is grow that up. Applies. Grow the fuck up.
Also, the other one that I love saying is when somebody brings something to me, like says something like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to fit this in next week. I just love saying, that sounds like a you problem. As if to be like,
I actually don't care. Yeah.
Matthew says that to me a lot.
Yeah.
I'll say something, you know, and he'll just go, to be honest, that sounds like a you problem.
I mean, fair enough, Marty. I can kind of get on board with that because you do come out with a lot of shit sometimes.
Wow. Whipped jeans. Whipped jeans and Wild.
And glam.
Well, there we go. Another episode. There felt like go. Quite a good one. Yeah. Felt quite loose, quite free.
Loose. Bloody love loose.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and, of course, YouTube. Get on the YouTube, see our faces, bringing you all the joy. You can find us there.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.